ready to pull the trigger on gun control. On Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Senate holding another procedural vote on a bipartisan gun bill this morning, clearing the way for likely Senate passage by tomorrow. Senate Minority Leader McConnell supporting it.
It does not so much as touch the rights of the overwhelming majority of American gun owners who are law-abiding citizens of sound mind.
But Republican House Whip Steve Scalise, who was nearly assassinated 5 years ago this month, says he'll urge Republicans to vote against the bill when it reaches the House. President Biden yesterday calling on Congress for a 90-day pause on the 18-cent-a-gallon federal tax on gasoline.
Timed, he says, to relieve the pain at the pump during the high-volume summer travel season. The president also called on states to either suspend their respective gas taxes or find other ways to deliver some relief. He also tried to pass blame on Russia's president for the surging prices.
Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calling the gas tax holiday proposal an ineffective stunt and a silly proposal.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington in testimony to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell contradicted the president's claim that the gas prices are the result of the so-called Putin price hike.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
Chairman Powell also admitting that a recession is a possibility. The January 6th committee in the House holds another session today. Former Justice Department staffers scheduled to testify. The trial of the leader of the Proud Boys over the Capitol incursion has been delayed. Defense attorneys arguing those public committee hearings could possibly taint a jury pool. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The waiting continues for the decisions from the final Supreme Court cases of this term.
The U.S. Supreme Court has yet to release decisions on 13 cases and scheduled releases for today and tomorrow. The big one, of course, may end up overturning Roe versus Wade. A leaked copy of a draft opinion in May showed the Supreme Court upholding Mississippi's 15-week abortion law. Another case has to do with the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, which keeps asylum seekers out of the country while their cases are pending. Another case involves a challenge by several states to greenhouse gas emission rules being set by the EPA. The states argue those rules must be enacted by Congress. The court will also rule on a challenge to a New York gun law that says one must show a need for special protection in order to carry a concealed weapon in public. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Biden administration announcing it's expanding monkeypox testing capacity to 5 commercial laboratories amid rising cases. Now 142 reported monkeypox cases in 24 states and in D.C. Congressional testimony today from a former White House coronavirus advisor.
A hearing scheduled for today with the House Coronavirus Crisis Select Subcommittee is set to feature Dr. Deborah Birx, who at the start of the coronavirus pandemic took a lead role in White House briefings, updating the public on what was known and unknown about the then new pandemic. Last October, Birx testified the Trump administration could have prevented more than 100,000 deaths if it had implemented certain preventative measures. Birx could be asked to elaborate on that claim today. The committee is investigating supposed Trump administration missteps during the pandemic, though more Americans died under the current administration so far than the previous. Eben Brown, Fox News.
In Afghanistan, rescuers using their bare hands to claw through the rubble of collapsed building, looking for survivors from Tuesday's earthquake, which has now killed at least 1,000 people. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.